We back. Oh, we back, y'all. Welcome to the University of Hard Knocks. Whoop.
Kendra, you there?
Yo, we back.
We not finna do this delay on our first show back, Kendra. You need to get yourself together.
Why not?
Hello, world. So, we are so excited, y'all, to be back at the University of Hard Knocks. Y'all, 2020, you know, I'm just going to start off like that.
That sucked. Yeah, we had to get some renovations done to the university and everything. That's how much time we had on our hands.
Yeah, man.
It sucks.
It's been bad. Okay, so first of all, before we dive into COVID, before we dive into Black Lives Matter, we ain't even talked about, and we black. This is a black university. This is a HBCU.
Yep, sure.
Like, HBCU. We ain't even talked about it, bro.
We gotta pay for that.
Like, we probably do gotta pay for that. But, okay, but for real, okay, so the title of the episode is We Back. Of course, your hostess with the mostest, D Fields in the building. Blah, blah, blah. We got Professor KP in the building. We got Professor Joey.
Hello, world.
You're so professional.
Yeah, I had time to think. I had a lot of time off. You know, did a lot of research because, you know, I'm still a part of the research department. And, you know what I want to do is real quick, since we back and we've been gone so long, I just want to give a shout out to all the families and everybody that has lost loved ones during these troubling times.
For real.
During COVID, all the protesting and everything, you know, the people that lost their lives, may they rest in peace and hope justice gets served. You know, it's been a lot going on in like a span of 3 to 5 months, which has sucked for the whole world, not just the United States, not just your city, your state, your town. It's the whole world has been affected by this gruesome ass virus.
Yes.
So with that being said, I just want to give a shout out and a prayer to everybody that lost somebody and everybody that's sick in ICUs. And, you know, we throwing up some prayer hands for you guys, and you guys are in our thoughts and prayers every night because, you know, you never know, you can walk out and you can catch it. You know, a lot of these crazy people, it's debates on, should I wear a mask? Should I do this? Should I do that? My opinion to you guys is, you know, everybody has
wear a damn mask.
My opinion is, you know, at the end of the day, listen to the professional. If you work at McDonald's, you can't tell me about a sickle cell. If you tell me about some goddamn fries.
Mate.
You see what I'm saying? You can't tell me about nothing medical. And your ass work at Wendy's.
You gotta
fry them fries. But shout out to McDonald's, though.
No. So
I'm just saying, you know, stay in your lane, man. You know, at the end of the day, you know, listen to the professionals because, you know, clearly they've been doing this for a long time.
They're scientists. They definitely do this for a living.
So, you know, you guys want to take heed to what they're saying, man. At the end of the day, take the politics out of it and you know.
What if they wrong, though? What if they wrong?
And I mean, you gotta think about it though. If they, that's why it's too. You gotta. You know, when you was young, your mama taught you. You know, weed out the good from the bad.
Be a good judge of character.
Yeah, you got that guy. You gotta put things in perspective, man. And you gotta really, you know, I'm a news junkie. You know, a lot of people don't watch.
Yeah,
the news.
Hold up.
But at the end of the day, I feel like if they can't be making this stuff up. It's either they can't be making it up or it's a government issue. It's only two things. They can't be making it up.
The thing about it is, if they making it up or not, if this was a terrorist attack on the United States of America in some type of way, at the end of the day, you still have unaccounted for deaths. at the end of the day. It's almost like they're dying.
It's almost 130,000 deaths.
Like, now, we don't know. We were not tallying deaths prior to COVID-19.
True.
I mean, I know in Birmingham alone, we didn't have so many people got shot, stabbed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we weren't tallying deaths before then. So there's no way of knowing, you know, how many deaths the United States as a whole has in a month span. We don't know that. Of course, it's probably public knowledge. It's probably not public knowledge. I've never looked it up, to be honest with you. And I'm sure half of y'all ain't either. So we don't know that dynamics. We don't know the difference between the deaths before COVID and what we got going on now, because it was a rumor going around that people was going in with, like I said, gunshot wounds, going in with cancer, diabetes.
Oh, and they died from COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. So we really don't know, you know. We really don't know. So I just feel like, you know, whatever the situation is, I still, at my salon, y'all, I stay masked up. I only take a client, an hour. Sometimes it may be two or three max. But it ain't nobody sitting waiting. Ain't nobody sitting there eating. We not, everybody masked up. Everybody 6 feet apart. Like, you have to take this stuff serious no matter what. Even if it is, if it ain't. I just don't want to be the test dummy to be like, oh, I didn't believe in it. And I'm laying up in ICU on a ventilator. That's all I'm saying.
But look, though, like, Kendra, like, what if, like, it's not real, per se, right? So check this out. Like, what if it's not real? So why in the fuck will the whole world screw their economy up? I mean, it's not just, you know, you got to look at the demographics of the disease. Like, it's everywhere. So why would South Africa or North Korea or Russia?
I'll mess up their economies as well. If it was just U.S.-based, it would be like, okay, we need to have a discussion.
Because at the end of the day, everything is all about money anyway. So, I mean, we did have a strong economy pre-COVID, right? So why would we go down that road of a state of depression where millions of people have lost their jobs? 30 plus million people are filed unemployment in the United States alone, right? People are losing their houses, can't afford rent, can't afford food. You know, why would they put such a burden on the people that strive to be great in this country? I don't get it. At the end of the day, I feel like it's either A, it's really a disease, or B, they set it out here to set something up conspiracy wise. I don't know what it is. You know, all I know is the news say wear a fucking mask. And the news say, yeah, you go stay 6 feet apart. The news say also don't gather in a crowd more than six people.
Wait a minute. And can we just stop right quick, like, and say something about these people getting together, having COVID part? Do you know about this?
Yeah.
Kendra, have you heard about this?
It's somewhere in Alabama. I ain't need the research on it.
Bruh. The Alabama University. It was Alabama University.
Sure? Sure.
Oh yeah, before I get this
some fact shit. It was just a place in Alabama.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna say Alabama students. Yeah, okay. We're not gonna say University of Alabama because we are a Roll Tide Alabama fans. Roll Tide. So
I love Nick Saban.
Alabama students. They didn't specify on the university, but Alabama students were getting together, Kendra, to throw COVID parties to see who gets infected first. They got bets going.
I bet I get sick before you do. What kind of fool? That's what I'm saying. It's so crazy. And then you think about it, like, Kendra, it's extreme. Like, you think about it, people on both sides of the fence, like, it's not true, it is true. So you don't know. So it's no medium. You got one side saying this shit is fake. The other side said it's true. So it's no meat. It's nobody that's meeting in the middle. You know, it's like, it's crazy. So at the end of the day, like, what can you believe? Only thing you can do is pray and try to stay safe until this all blows over. And who knows when it's going to blow over? Because, you know, they got different test runs of this and that, you know, and vaccines. It take, like, you know, I'm in the medical field, so it takes a while to develop a vaccine. So it can't be made overnight. And if it do, it ain't going to be worth a damn.
Yeah, you've been took it and start growing chicken legs.
And me personally, I think some of the stuff that they was doing was using people as guinea pigs. I mean, you know, I hope that wasn't the case, but you gotta have somebody to test this stuff on so you can save more lives. And that's just how it is in the medical field. You gotta have something to test it on.
But you know what? The thing of it is, okay, you said, Kendra, that was extreme for them to be throwing COVID parties. What's the difference between throwing a COVID party and literally stacking on top of each other at y'all Florida beaches? Tell me about that.
Shout out to the Florida beaches.
Yeah, woo! Beautiful. They are beautiful. We just came from down there.
Shout out.
Y'all got some pretty beaches.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Y'all need to stay where y'all at. We're not expecting any. We're not welcoming any tourists right now. So please stay home. Do not come to Florida. Thank you. All right. So there is no difference, D, in stacking on top of each other. I think it's the same thing to go for the protests. You know, Joey, I feel you coming from, wear the mask. And I think there are two different sides. There's one side that's saying that, you know, this is real. People are dying. The numbers are, you know, this and that. You know, we don't know. So I will say, yes, protect yourselves just in case, you know. I'd rather you be safe than sorry, right?
So, no doubt.
My problem is the fact that you have, even doctors are coming out and saying that the numbers, right? So I think the virus is real. I know that people are really dying from this. I know that people are legit getting sick. I mean, I had a close friend of mine that actually caught it, and this guy could not breathe. I mean, he's what? Leonard is maybe what, 30, 32, 31 years old? Dude run 5 miles, like, you know, backwards, if you will. Like, no problem. He couldn't even walk to the bathroom without running, without losing his breath. Like, crawling on the floor just to make it to the bathroom. In the hospital now. You know how close them bathrooms are. So, I know that it's real. I just think that they're making it, they're over-exaggerating the truth of the number of people that are dying from it and the cases that are being reported, because there are stories. Prime example, another guy in one of my groups said that his brother-in-law had cancer for years, been battling cancer for years. He died last month and a half ago from cancer. He was battling like prostate cancer or something. He died. The hospital reached out to the family and said, can we please just classify his death as COVID-19 coronavirus, and we will pay for all of the funeral expenses.
What?
We'll pay for everything associated with his death, and you have to do nothing. Now, why in the hell would they allow, why would they even make that call to say that we want to make this man death classified as COVID? Why would they do that?
Wow.
One, they're getting paid. So every person that comes to a hospital that tests positive, right, they get, I forget how many, I don't know what the numbers are now, but they get a sum of money, the hospital does. If that person dies from COVID, if they have to be on a ventilator, those are extra funds that go to the hospital. So it's all about money.
Wow.
It's money at the end of the day. But so I do know that the virus is real, because I know people personally that have died from it and has been affected by it, that I know are telling the truth, right, and have dealt with it. But I don't think it's as serious. I don't think the numbers are as extreme as they are making it seem to be.
I agree.
So, but you're right. It's so different. Like when the protests came, you had millions. Not millions, maybe thousands of people protesting.
You can say it about right.
And what did the numbers do?
They didn't move.
All of a sudden, protests slowed down. They're not finna bring in the second. Oh, the second wave. You got a second wave coming in. Y'all need to stay home, shutting everything down again. So, Joey, I don't know what their purpose is and what's the end goal is, but we're gonna soon find out. What that is and why they're trying to keep everybody home and scaring us with this COVID-19, because COVID is not new. It's been around.
Yes.
No doubt.
It's been around.
Yes.
It was classified years ago in the 80s. It's just the common cold.
Yes.
Or the flu. So if you can get over the flu and we're not scared of the damn flu, why the hell are you going to do all this stuff for corona? So we don't know, again, exactly what it is, why. But it's going to come to light. And like you said, wear damn mask, protect yourself, because we don't know.
Yeah.
Be safe to start. Put on your gloves.
And that's the thing. You have to just over protect yourself, because anything can happen. Now, Kendra, you know it. And look, Marley was sick. My son, my 10-year-old son, he He was sick. We swore he had COVID because he was like flatlining. You know what I'm saying? But the doctor, I called the doctor. They didn't come see him. I mean, they didn't see him, like actual see him. They called him in some medicine. As soon as they did that, y'all, like it went away, like gone, like capiche. He went on the ventilator. He never went to the hospital and he never passed out. So
on top of that, I would just say, keep your immune system where it needs to be.
Absolutely.
If you
absolutely
are trying to contract something, you're going to go out in these stores. We have to eat. We got to protect our families. We got to provide. We got to cook. So we going to make those trips to Walmart and the grocery store because we got to eat. Life goes on. Yeah. So if you're going to do that, make sure you're just protecting your immune system. Make sure your immune system is set and it's kept at a high standard or high level so that you can combat or fight off any potential diseases or whatnot like that to, you know, to help you remain safe and stay healthy. That's really what it's about. So
now on another note, let's switch gears.
Okay.
You know,
Wait, if you finna go into the BLM movement, let's hold down. Hold up, just hold up, because before we get to that, because I know my husband has a lot to say about Black Lives Matter, okay? And I do too. I got a lot to say too. And I know the militant lieutenant over.
Kendra, this has been weighing on me heavy, baby. This has been weighing on me heavy. We might lose some subscribers after this.
Hold on. Okay, we're finna get into it. But hold up, before we get into that, with that being said, with all the PPE that we need and stuff like that, let's get into what we have to offer first. And then we're gonna go into that. And that's how we're gonna, you know, end the show. Cause I don't even know how long that's gonna be that we're gonna be talking about Black Lives Matter. That's what we're gonna be talking about. So before we even get into that, let's get into the stuff that we need to protect ourselves. So let's finish up with that. So, Kendra, you want to talk about the gloves? I'm going to hit them up with the mask. And I think we're going to talk about the little packages that we're getting together from the University of Hard Knocks. This is something that we're getting together for our viewers, for anybody want to listen. We're getting some packages together. But I'm going to let Kendra go into the gloves first, and then I'm going to hit y'all with the mask. Kendra?
And also, real quick, we supposed to be getting surprised with a stimulus check, second stimulus check. But
oh, yeah, Joey had talked
about
that.
I mean, at the end of the day, I know a lot of these people out here, and shout out to the people that's been surviving who hasn't received a first stimulus check. You know, my heart goes out to you guys because, I mean, a lot of people are less fortunate. And then sometimes, you know what, you can think, you can grouch and complain about stuff that's not going well in your life, but if you sit back and think about the things that other people are going through, you're not really doing so bad. So,
man,
yeah, we're going to get into that second stimulus check after these girls get through.
All right, KP, let's go. Gloves, what we got?
So, nitrile gloves is obviously a high commodity. A hot commodity, I'm sorry, right now.
I was going to say hot commodity. We talking about CBD?
Items. Yeah, everybody need it, though, you know? Everybody need it from government down to the lowest level of people. You need gloves are what we need. So nitrile gloves are the most popular because they are made from, they're just basically an alternative to latex. So a lot of people have latex allergies. So nitrile gloves are not made with latex so that basically you won't, if you do have an allergy, it's kind of like one size fits all. So anyway, we have, we direct to a seller for a production contract of nitrile gloves. They bring it in, you have to start with, as initial client, they will only bring in about 10 million gloves a week for you, but you can increase that number over time. The minimum contract length is about 6 months, but it's non-binding. So if the climate change for the need, demand change, lose money, however the case may be, you would not have to, you can basically cancel your contract, no harm, no foul, and you, both parties walk their separate ways. Now, the good thing about this and the difference in this production contract is that the buyer does not have to move any money whatsoever up front until they receive the gloves, and the gloves has been inspected and they have arrived in the United States. I love this one because all you need to start, you need a purchase order made out for the gloves, and then you need a verifiable proof of funds sent over. So they have to obviously verify the funds, and you have something sent as simple as a bank statement, which I have used for several clients that have just been just fine, and they are on their way to potentially getting those coming in the next few weeks here. So how it works is they get two shipments a week, every Tuesday and Thursday. You can have a shipment come in, well, probably once a week, but they get two shipments in a week, Tuesday and Thursdays. The buyer chooses any international airport in the United States that they want the gloves to land in. You'll start with an initial run of 10 million. If you don't want 10 million boxes, you can start with the minimum of 1 million boxes. So you submit your PO, submit your proof of funds. They verify, the seller sends you back that contract at that price. And then after that, the attorneys for the manufacturers, which they're working with about right now, 11 different countries, Vietnam, Malaysia, Australia just got on board. I don't know all of them off the top of my head right now, but they can pull from any of those 11 different manufacturers and provide gloves. These are medical grade nitrile gloves. The thickness is 4 milliliters in the hands, in the palms, and they are, I believe, blue in color, the medical blue color. But yeah, you can have them to you. Again, no, you don't move any money.
Hey Kendra, so, what's the minimum? The minimum on those.
You have to do a minimum of 1 million boxes.
Okay.
So, but the price, I didn't get to that. The price that they have them at is between $8 and $9. So at 1 million boxes, you'll be at about $9 a box. And then 10 million boxes, I could probably get you pricing into like $8, $7.50, $8, somewhere in there. It just depends on the climate. But prices are going up on gloves. Right now, they're $8. I guarantee you from the manufacturer, you'll be in about August time frame. If this stuff is still around, we'll be paying probably about $10 a box, meaning from getting them from the manufacturer.
Yeah.
Making these gloves for you and sending them. So at that price on the ground, landed at $8 a box or $9 a box, you're still winning because you have some governments that'll pay $12, $11 a box easy. So your profit margins on those are substantial. So it's pretty straightforward process. Exactly what I just said, PO, proof of funds, you do a contract. After you sign the contract, the buyer will then be in contact with the manufacturer's attorney directly, and we move out of the way and let you do it directly and negotiate your own terms, what your expectations are. And you can get a proof of life before they even leave the country. So it's great. So if you any interest or have anyone that need them, please reach out to us, universalhotknocks@gmail.com, or our IG page. You can hit us up and we'll connect you and get it going. So that's what we got.
Okay. Also, y'all, we got some masks. We got some N95, the NOSH masks, and they are CDC and FDA approved. The manufacturer will be RNF Supply Corporation. The model number is MS6155RNFPR002. You can look that up. So I have 75,000 hard stock available in the USA. So it's in the States, it's actually in LA. And they have everything available. All they need is the PO. And there is no minimum order for these, but they're coming in at almost $375. So I guess about $380 per mass. And this is for FOB USA. Also, we have COVID tests, y'all. The University of Hard Knocks has COVID tests. Where you can actually, not the one they stick all in your brain, the one where you actually prick your finger, you squeeze it into like it looks like a pregnancy test. That's exactly what it looks like from the Dollar Tree. And you squeeze the blood in the little thing, and it tells you instantly if you are positive or negative for COVID-19. Those are going at $12.75 a piece. The minimum order is $100. And they have to be shipped out and everything, but we have those available as well. And they are very quick and very easy. And it's just awesome. We got COVID tests. We got gloves. We got masks. We got everything you need to supply.
Also, before you go, D, let me put this out there as well. We also have 50 million boxes that will land in of nitrile gloves that will land in LA next week, Tuesday. They'll be on the ground. You can get the proof of life potentially as early as tomorrow if you submit a purchase order, proof of funds, and then we have to do a fee agreement up front. And then those are $12.20 per box. But they're, again, they'll be on the ground on next Tuesday, so you don't have to wait time frame wise. And also, we have just received level 4 gowns, level 4 disposable gowns in LA. They're $3.90 each. And there's 1.4 million of those on the ground as well in LA right now that you can take. We also have 650,000 3M 1860 masks, N95. Those are $4.20 out the door. So we have a few different items that, again, we have some stuff on the ground, stuff that's coming in. But if you guys have any need for any of this stuff, please reach out to us. Let us know.
Yeah, man. We can, and don't be bullshitting. Like, seriously, we need you. If you have buyers, like, I'm sorry, y'all. You know, I normally don't curse a lot, but I mean, on air.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I said on air, bro. On air. Yeah. On air.
Being cooped up all these
months. But yeah, being cooped up, I'm a little frustrated. So fuck it. So what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, don't be bullshit. If you have a buyer, a legit buyer, bring them forward. If you don't, do not contact us. Period. Don't even dial the number. Don't even start dialing it. Don't put the 2 for my area code and don't put the 7 for Kendra area code. Your area code starts with 7, don't you?
5.
Oh, 5. Whatever. Anyway.
I got you, Sue. You know how we rocking.
All right, y'all. So that's it. Joe, you want to talk about the stimulus right quick before we go? Before we go on break?
Yeah, I want to talk about it. Let's go on break because that's about all we got because they ain't giving us shit. This is my thing with this, dog. I'm going to be so brief with this shit. Because, like...
We're talking about stimulus, babe. We're going to get on Black Lives Matter after the break.
Let's go on break.
Let's
hit break first.
Bet.
All right.
We'll be back. Bitches! You! Universal Hard Knock! We back!
Y'all. This is the most ratchet show we ever did. but it's so refreshing though. Like, they gonna love it because it's real as hell. Now, before we go, okay, when we come back from the break, y'all listen to the little ads and stuff like that. When you get done, we coming back with Black Lives Matter stimulus and how the hell Trump is just crumbling this damn country into cooking pieces. All right, y'all, we'll be right back. We back.
Did you miss me?
All right, y'all. Stop the music. No, I'm just playing because the music is going to be still playing. But pause for the calls. All right, y'all. Before we get into this, we want to say rest in peace to everybody that was, you know, gunned down, that was abused by the police. Black lives really does matter. I have a son and it touches me to my core. I have a husband and it touches me to my core. I have all type of males in my family, a father, cousins that are males, and I could not imagine going through what any of these families remember what these families are going through dealing with police brutality. All right, so that's all I got to say as of right now. I'm gonna come back in because I'm going to go hard. So, whoever want to take the mic, go right ahead.
It's on you, sister.
Kenny?
Me? Yeah.
Ooh. Well, where do I start?
I know. Oh, my goodness.
Did y'all want to start with the stimulus and then work our way to BLM?
That can be lame. Okay. They ain't giving us shit.
Okay.
We about to give the people something.
Okay.
At least
they ain't giving us shit. We ain't getting no check.
Look here, man. Hold on. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is my take on this, and this is all with all the CPAs that I've been watching on YouTube and all where I get my knowledge from. I mean, at the end of the day, they gonna do it. It's up in the air still. But my thing is this. You got millions of people suffering. And I get passionate about this because I know what these people are going through. And it sucks because you got millions of people that are suffering. And these people are taking vacations. They took vacations every Memorial Day. They took vacations whenever we have a holiday. Well, we're going to get back to you guys after the vacation break. After the holiday break. They come back, BS.
Tell the people what they said to do if you're broke and you
okay,
own.
I can't, I don't want to, don't quote me on this, guys, but it
just
was.
Just don't say who said it. Cause
I don't know who said it.
Exactly.
But don't quote me on this. It's not word for word, but it was something like this. It was like, if you're hungry, basically it was survival of the fittest. If you're hungry, sell your car. If you're hungry, sell your jewelry. If you need to pay your bills, sell your assets. How the hell are you going to sell your house and you need to live in your house? You see what I'm saying? Like, these people are so, what's the word I'm trying to look for? So disconnected from the real fucking world.
True.
It's hurtful to see my neighbors or somebody that I know that's close to me, you know, not working.
Yeah.
Not able to provide for their family. Yeah, I know it's a pandemic, but at the end of the day, this is one of the greatest countries in the world. You guys are supposed to be, boom, let me take care of you guys.
But you're supposed to be taking care of.
But you know what they're doing? Everything is fucking politicized. Everything is political.
Yeah. Well, look who our leader is. You know what I'm saying? And different countries like Denmark. Do y'all know in Denmark, they have like forgiven for the rest of the year of 2020. They have forgiven all mortgage and rent.
Wow.
Just forgiven. Like, don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. All the utilities were continued to be forgiven. Then they gave them monthly stimulus checks.
Wow.
Like, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at different countries and they are taking care of their people. You would think the most powerful country ever can take care of their people. But we can't.
Nope,
because of our Cheeto looking.
He the quarterback. If you don't look, let me tell you something.
Ooh, that
football,
man, right there.
Football analogy.
But you know what, y'all? I ain't gonna look. What? I know a lot of people gonna be like, they can't stand me. But look, let me say this right quick. Y'all, Trump is so funny though. Like, for real, y'all listen to him and the stuff that come out his mouth.
You be like, what? Yeah. I wear a mask. I think I look good in it too.
That dude said, because he ain't the president. He that dude. That dude said, yeah, I had a mask on, but I'm not going to show you because I don't want to give. I don't want to
let the media see.
Yeah, I don't want to let the media. I don't want to give the media praise. That's what he going to say, y'all.
Wow, dude. It's all about leadership.
All right, Kendra, come on. All right, come on, because we gotta go back and forth. All right, I'm ready. Come on, you come on, jump on in. Then I'm finna jump in.
I got
this. Then Joe says.
I thought we was talking about the stimulus check.
Oh, yeah, baby. What the hell?
That's what it is.
So we're not getting stimulus.
Yeah, I don't know the exact date.
Did they approve it?
No. They're going on vacation. Now it's supposed to be like
what
two.
What you mean?
Listen.
Shut up, Kendra. Shit.
It's supposed to be like $2,000 and it's supposed to be recurring. But I don't know how true that is. And President Trump said that it was going to be a gracious amount. So, you know, who knows? You know,
maybe. So we don't have a price and we don't have a date.
I mean, it's prices.
Oh, no shit. We're getting that money.
Exactly. Like, what you got to think about it.
I'm going to sell my car.
I know. It's people that ain't even got the first one yet. So they try. What they doing is, sister, they trying to wait. Okay, that's why the jobs thing came out today.
They're trying to open everything.
Oh, wow. Everything looking better. No, the fuck it ain't. I think they lying about the job numbers more so than the coronavirus numbers, to be honest. It's so many people that's unemployed. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, my thing goes, they sent that first stimulus check out to put a first wave out. But you think about it. That money went on utilities, daycare, back pay, food, car notes, all that stuff. So that money got gone as soon as it got in your account. And some of these people ain't got their checks yet. So what they did was they bought time and try to see how the economy was going to work and see what's the virus going to die down. But guess what? The virus said, oops, upside your motherfucking head. I'm here to stay. Okay, and Dr. Fauci said,
"Look, hold on, y'all. Let me tell y'all about Joey and Dr. Fauci. This dude right here, y'all, loves Dr. Fauci.
Shout out to Dr. Fauci. I listen to you, my brother.
And Sanjay too. We listen to Sanjay too.
Sanjay Gupta.
Sanjay Gupta. That's right. We love him too.
Yeah, man. He the truth too. But
and Don Lemon. You know you my boo. I love you. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's all we got, man. So maybe on the next show, we'll come back and then, you know, I can bless you guys with some jewels on when we gonna, when they gonna drop that date, when they gonna put that bag in, you know, it might be August, it might be after August, who knows.
So man, how much are they saying though, Joey?
I said it's floating around maybe $2,000 and
how much per child?
$1,500 per child. So you looking at what?
I don't know, but a decent amount.
But I'm thinking, you know, Trump said out his mouth, this was this week or last week, I'm not sure.
So that's almost $6,500.
Yeah, he said it was going to be a gracious amount. So whatever that means in his
gracious
words. Yeah, in his words.
He said it like we some peasants.
Exactly. Throw them some bones.
Gracious amount.
Why everybody out here suffering?
You little peasants.
I mean, but if you think about it, though, back to the PPE, personal protection stuff, like, why wouldn't he wear a mask and he's the leader of this country? So the people that follow him, oh, if he ain't doing it, I ain't doing it. You see what I'm saying? That don't even make sense.
Okay. Are we done with stimulus? Because I'm boiling. Okay, I need to do a public service announcement really quickly. Look, I know it's a lot of, you know, white supremacy stuff going on. We got a lot of racial tension in the country right now. Like a lot.
Not just in the country, it's in the world.
Yeah, in the world, you're right. I just want to let everybody know that y'all are racist people that in groups, y'all probably not going to be listening to our show anyway, but if somebody just so happened to have it blasting in their car while you riding by, I need y'all to understand that if you ever walk up on me in the store, like, and start being stupid, like, it was one lady who spat on a baby. You know, I saw another video.
I know.
That, yeah, it was a lady that spat on a baby and called the baby a nigger.
You can put me in jail right now.
No. I'm just, because that's what I'm doing this public service announcement, because I need them to understand that I'm, like, I'm not wired correctly, okay? Like, I'm very intelligent. I love God. I love my family. I love my friends. I'm a lovable person. But don't ever in your life think that you finna walk up to me in the store and call me a nigger at that. Like, if I see your lips forming, like the people that was in Target, the lady was telling them, nigger, you need to get out and all this kind of stuff. And it was a whole shelf of stuff. Like, I don't understand why this lady, when her lips weren't busted, her eyes weren't busted, her head weren't busted, because I would have been picking up Welch's grape juices glasses and busting them across her head and peanut butter
This white lady spit on a black baby and the parent ain't do nothing.
Babe, would you please tell them?
Yeah, and it was one incident that a lady coughed on a kid too. I don't know what race she was though.
Kendra, the lady with the baby though, the lady spit on the black baby and the mama was recording. And see, I need y'all to understand, I'm not finna record nothing. Ain't nobody got to ever know what I'm doing. I'm gonna hurt you. I'm gonna go to jail. You spit on me or my children? Oh, Lord, have mercy on your soul. But you know what? That's what I'm saying. Kendra, I haven't been getting these people doing this stuff. Like, I don't know if this is like, if they playing.
No, they call Karens. You seen them, ain't it, Kendra?
I've never came across a Karen.
I haven't either.
You know, and I think that my disposition.
Mine too. Yeah, mine
my
too.
Disposition, you know, in a store.
We got that.
Is don't fuck with me.
Go on about your business, look. Go on about your business, look. Because at the end of the day,
I'm not even smiling at nobody. And you be looking, it's so sad because what this president have embarked on our country is, you know, it's always been underlying racism no matter what. Even when Obama was in office, they criticized that poor beautiful president to the core. And all that he did was try to help this country, and they just criticized him just repeatedly.
Because they wanted him to be perfect. No one's perfect. That's the hardest job on the planet.
It is. But this Cheeto bobblehead then came into the office, and it's so crazy because he has allowed people to feel so comfortable again, to feel like that they can disrespect Black people and disrespect and don't treat us as equals when we the one built this country involuntarily. Like, we didn't sign a piece of a paper and say, oh, we want to go to the United States of America. We're going to take the cruise to Mayflower. That's going to be a nice cruise right there. Didn't nobody say that shit.
Yeah, they serving drink and everything on that.
Exactly. Like, have you seen the penis on that ship? Like, for real, ain't nobody did that. Y'all had us in chains and brought us to this country and made us build this country, made us keep your children, cook your food, shop for your groceries. Don't get me started. So, don't think that you can disrespect, because I am not my ancestors, okay? I'm not gonna look the other way. We in the store. I'm not finna move my buggy like the movie to help. I'm looking at you like, what you finna do? You better move out the way. I was at Publix today. George said he can't take me nowhere. This lady literally almost walked and like knocked my shoulder off. It was some people around, Gary. You know, we in Publix now. Y'all know we stay in the suburbs and they don't be ready, y'all. I love my city, okay? I'm going to say that because I hadn't ran into no Karen. All I see is people really trying to, you know, be super nice.
Okay, so.
You been telling about Publix.
I'm finna throw y'all something funny, Kendra. So we in Publix, right? So I had on a Biggie Smalls t-shirt. Everybody knows
when
Biggie
he was Smalls. A baby though.
When he was a baby, you remember that picture that was on? I think it was on an album cover or something like that back in the day. Yeah. So I had that t-shirt on, right? So we in line. We get up to the checkout. This white guy, bless his heart though. You can tell
he was so sweet though, y'all.
You can tell that like he was an older Black guy. He's a Southern older Black guy, but he was
Black guy.
I mean white guy. Excuse me. He was an older white guy. He was Southern. You can tell he was, you know.
He just never been around enough Black people. That's what it was to me. He wasn't racist, y'all. And he was so sweet. He just don't know about our culture. You know, he just don't know.
It's called ignorance. It's called ignorance. So this is what this dude did, Kendra. So he was like, you know, hi, how are you? I'm like, we're good. How are you? He said, oh, is that your baby? I said, no, sir. This is not my baby. He said, I know who that is.
I said, that's Biggie Smalls. He was like, I love Biggie Smalls.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
We was like, dude.
And you said he just a friend.
We ain't even correct him, kid.
I said, yeah, you got it. I didn't even want to hurt his feelings.
I wanted to say, fool. This ain't Biz Markie.
But you know, you got those people like that.
Yeah, you
man.
Got some people like, that honestly don't know.
I got a lot of white friends, man. I got a lot of friends, period.
I do too.
At the end of the day, I don't see race. I wasn't raised like that. A lot of people on both sides was raised racist. You gotta put it out there for what it is. So at the end of the day, we have to change for the betterment of our future. Guess what? I was talking to one of my white coworkers the other day, and he was saying, it's so messed up how the world is right now. Wonder was my dad and your dad or my granddad and your granddad talking about, man, I hope in 20, 30 years, our kids have a better chance than we did. Or I hope it's not the way it is now. Like back in the Martin Luther King days when we was, you know, the Jim Crow days, we would get sicked on by dogs. You know, we chopping it up. He was like, dang, wonder did our granddaddy and your granddaddy or a Black and a white guy had this conversation, you know what I'm saying, 30, 40 years ago and hoping for, you know, a better future for us and our grandkids and our kids' kids. You see what I'm saying? So that was pretty dope to me because I actually had a conversation with a younger white guy. And he was telling me like, you know, man, I would never be in your shoes. You know, I can only imagine the conversations that you have with your son, you know, being a young Black man, you know, I have never had that experience, So, you know, I was now telling them, like, being honest, like, it. You know, at the end of the day, bro, it's hard to talk to my son and tell him the things, what to do and what not to do. You know, and you kind of want to shelter them for that, but at the end of the day, you can't, because I wasn't sheltered. You know, I was threw out in the fire. Hey, you got to grow up fast, because this world will leave you behind. So you got to be able to be, you got to be able to have that conversation with the, you know, even with my girl, you know, my oldest child. You know, she's a girl, young black girl. At the end of the day, I don't want her to think that, you know, she got to work extra hard to be something in life. But in actuality, she really does.
Yeah.
It don't matter how pretty she is. It don't matter how smart she is. Her opportunity is only good as the people that's going to give it to her. And that's the part that sucks for me as a parent. You know, at the end of the day, we can take it. You know, we in our 30s, you know,
we built for it.
We was raised different. You know what I'm saying? But now if you think about it, though, some of the same shit that was happening back then when we was younger or when our parents was young, is converting back now in 2020 because of the leadership that we got in this country.
That's what I'm saying. It never changed. It never left. They never stopped being racist. It was always a black-white thing.
Yeah.
That's how it's been when, like you said, our grandfathers and our parents were kids. That has not changed. It's the same exact thing.
They was faking, though. Like, it's, I feel like they was friend. They was able to, you know, cover it up. You know what I'm saying? Because they knew. But now, they so comfortable. And it's like, now, people who say, oh, all lives matter, I'm not going to get into that. You're a fucking racist, okay? If you say that, you're a fucking racist. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not, no, all lives matter. Everybody matter. Like, we not even asking. Chris Cuomo on CNN said last night, he saw Michael Che stand-up comedy. He said, Michael Che off Saturday Night Live, he said, all black people want to do is matter. Can you think about that for a minute? Like, that's the lowest of your expectations of living. You just want to matter.
Yeah, you just want to feel like you exist.
That's so sad. Like, what have we come to that we just asking you just to, and it's like everybody want to say, well, you know, I don't understand, you know, I need a lesson on black. Like, no, you don't need a lesson on black. I'm not going to teach you to be my friend just because I'm cool or I'm black. You know, oh, she's black, but she's cool. Like, no, it doesn't go like that. You know, like it's hurtful, you know? I just don't like it. And it's very sad. And I feel like we got a lot that we need to work on as a country to be able to strive and to get better, to make our lives matter. We need to be looked at as equals. Like, we are your equal counterpart. Like, that is, we're adjacent to each other. That's not under, that's not, you know, oh, you're beneath me. That's somebody on the same level as somebody. And that's how we as the black community wants to be viewed. Just like all races got bad parts. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, even with this opioid, okay, but I'm gonna let you do this, but let me say this really quickly. With this opioid crisis.
Opiate.
I am drinking too, y'all. I'm just playing. But the opiate, y'all hear that cup? That crisis, you know, everybody wants to say, okay, well, black people are also, you know, they radical, they're, you know, they're loud, they like to fight, blah, 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 blah. Every race has somebody in their race that you just be like, okay, that's just them. Yeah, they acting a fool, but that's just them. That doesn't reflect the whole race. You know what I'm saying? And with this opioid crisis, the thing of it is, when a lot of white people got on heroin and stuff like that, they said, oh, they're depressed. Oh, let's have a meeting. Oh, let's meet up on Thursday and say, why are you shooting up on Friday? You know, like they had a real, it's a real crisis. But when our black people was on crack cocaine and they were strung out and they were depressed as well, nobody said that, okay, let's have a crack crisis. Let's have a cocaine crack crisis where we have meetings on Thursdays and say, hey, we're so sorry you're on drugs. No, you know what we were taught? We were taught to look at them through the window. You see a crackhead coming up, you just look at them through the window. You're not finna let them in house because they finna knock on the door in about 10 minutes asking for some change or a dollar. That's what we were taught. And it's not fair. So that's what I'm saying. That's not equal at all. That's you, both races are on drugs. One chooses heroin and pills and all this other stuff, and it's called a crisis. But the other race chooses the same thing, an addiction of their choice, because that's what they dropped off in the ghetto. It's crack. They didn't drop off all this other drug. They dropped off crack, and they wanted us to get hooked on that stuff. So when we got hooked on it, we were frowned upon. Oh, they the scum of the earth. They crackheads. I'm sorry, y'all. Sorry. But I'm just saying that's not equal. So I'm going to let you talk, Kendra, and then we're going to let Joey in. He got some inspirational stuff. Go ahead, Kendra. I'm sorry. I'm just upset about it.
You're going to lose some subscribers.
Yeah, we are. It's fine, guys.
But if they don't like our content, day one falls in the beginning.
Go ahead, bye. Kendra. Bye.
Goodbye.
Deuce.
Yes, sir, next.
Nah, I mean, honestly, the conversation, I feel like the fight is... It's really draining.
Yeah.
You know, we all got family members that we fear for every day. You know, my favorite nephew, Mr. Jacob. When I see young black men and all this stuff and them just dying left and right from the hands of the cops, you know, I'm scared for him. I'm scared for my brother, all my family, my cousins and everybody. But, you know, being scared doesn't have to take away from you being prepared, I feel like. So yeah. Those conversations, Joey's, those tough conversations you have to have with the kids, that's our reality right now.
No doubt.
Until we get everybody banded together of all races to come together to stop this type of action. But it happens so frequently. It's almost like, will it ever stop? Like I said, my grandmother... mother from generations, but that's all we've dealt with is just you think about racism, you're legit judging somebody by the way or the color of their skin.
Exactly.
How fucking stupid that is.
Yes.
Like, what about me as a person? If we were all just fucking clear people, you know, would you? It's stupid. You're judging someone basing hate off of the color of someone's skin. That makes absolutely no fucking sense. Not zero sense. It makes no sense whatsoever to me. So, granted, when I say get prepared, I feel like these Karens and these Bills that's walking around here that feel like Donald Trump have given them this almighty
superpower
to be bold in the chest and want to be disrespectful publicly and think that they run the fucking world, you're going to pick the right one.
Yeah.
When you do, you better make sure you're able to stand the consequences of what's about to happen to you. Because we can know, I'm on some Malcolm X shit, to be real. Huh. I'm out of the Martin Luther King, Reverend Nathan.
Oh, man.
Even on the windowsill.
I love Martin.
Yeah, me too, but...
I got some quotes for my boy, too.
We have to protect ourselves. We have to protect our families because the people that's supposed to be protecting us,
they're not.
They're not. Like, every situation of every incident with a black man or a black child.
Or brown people too, y'all.
Brown. Latinos, Mexicans.
Yeah, shout out to those guys who they suffer from just as well as we are. You know? And that's what that's hateful.
It's just not fair.
It's not.
So, it's sickening. It's draining. Every week is a new situation. We have the chick with Breonna Taylor, Elijah McCain. those are cases that aren't, have people have just swept under the rug.
Yep.
Okay? That's a problem.
Yeah.
No, nobody want to talk about it. Nobody want to do nothing about that. Okay? These cops are killing us, and they're getting paid administrative leave. Okay? They're going home for months and getting a check. You just killed the unarmed black man, and you fucking going home with your family like nothing ever happened. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah. Yep.
So, I have a lot to say. But it's, again, I'm really just tired. I'm tired of the whole spill. I don't know if we'll ever see the change. But you know what? What gives me hope is when I see videos of the younger generations, especially white kids,
yes,
that's telling their parents that
these they're millennials,
what yes, they're thinking, right? Yes. And they're letting them see them in a different light.
Yes.
Because I feel like the whole racism piece of judging someone by the color of their skin or hating someone for the color of their skin is so fucking outdated,
yeah,
and old, kind of like our fucking constitution.
Yep,
no doubt.
That needs to be thrown out.
Okay, so, and Bill of Rights and all that extra shit that was built on, anyway, we won't get into all that, but the kids that are coming up now, it's changing. So I feel like as every old man, old white man doll that had those principles and those beliefs, that shit is fading. So I think it's gonna take a lot more time to get to that point, but you're still gonna have those seeds that come in and still try to place that seed of hate into their children. But I think the kids, then the way that this generation is coming up now, they're realizing that that's complete bullshit. It's yep, stupid. It makes sense.
Yep.
And they're not going. They're taking the time to actually get to know a person of color for the person that they are.
That's right.
And not judging them off of the way that they look or what they've been taught or what they've been told, you know, what the stigma presents. So, you know, shout out to the ones that are trying to make the change. Shout out to the ones that's out there marching with us.
Amen. You know,
right next to us.
Because we love people that love us. Yeah. Just know that. We love all people. We really do. I love all races.
I do too. I have a lot of white friends. I mean, I was in the military, so, you know, some of my best buddies are fucking white.
Yeah, we got a lot of white friends. Of course, we stay, like I said, in the suburbs. We love them.
But
okay?
they are not the issue. That's the thing. Those people are not the ones that cause the issues. But those are the people that have to be our voice, unfortunately.
That's so true.
So if you're going to be my white friend, speak up for me. When you go to your white friend's
Hey, Kendra, hold up. Wait a minute. Wait. We got to do one more break, and then we're going to come right back for the end of the show, okay? I'll be right back, y'all. We'll be right back. I told y'all we was gonna be back. We just had to come right back. Like, boom, yeah, we back.
She had to go use the restroom.
No, I didn't. Okay, Kendra, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, that you say you white friends, say you got black friends. Be our voice when you guys are having a bonfire around your backyard and
black
people are there and you having this conversation. Like, speak up for us. You have to be the voice to allow your other white counterparts to see why this shit is just so stupid.
That's right.
And if they can't see that, if you guys aren't going to step up for us when we're not there, then none of the, again, these are the hard conversations that have to be had when there's a gathering of people, white people per se. And then you even, bro, in Miami, you have some, surprisingly so, Cubans, more especially for what I've seen, they don't like black people either, which is crazy as fuck because y'all in the same category.
They just a shade
but
lighter.
In Miami, bro, they treat, in Miami, if you're a black person, there's a division of Hispanics and blacks.
Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy.
So, and they support Donald Trump.
What?
Yes.
The one who trying to put them behind the wall?
These motherfuckers gonna put them in a whole nother world. And I don't get that. I don't get that.
What the hell?
It is what it is, man.
I don't know why everybody wanna hate us. We just trying to just
get We just trying to live our life, y'all. We love life. We love to eat. We love to have fun. We love music. That's what we love to do, y'all. And I'm saying we sorry. We like funny shit. We like to cuss. We like to laugh at people fall. Like
we like to make money. But let on a brighter note, guys. Like I know Kendra was. I'm gonna piggyback off sister. She was, you know, she on some Malcolm X. I'm in between because I love.
He lying, y'all. Cause some pop off, he gonna be the first one.
I'm a fool with it. Now don't get it twisted.
He got the ammo box.
Hey. Oh, in the cloud. I'm a fool with it now, but don't get it twisted because, at the end of the day, I got a responsibility to take care of with my
family.
He's a gentle
lover. That's right.
Yeah, man. I'm a stupid fool.
I know.
But I like to give people jewels. So at the end of the day, I'm going to end my part of the show by giving you guys a couple of quotes from one of my favorite people in my life that I really didn't have a choice to know. I really didn't have a choice to learn, but to learn to love this guy. Because he was such an influential part of the black people. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Loved that cat. I mean, when I was young, we had, Black History Month or whatever, and,
yeah, that's how they talk.
I look forward to that every month. Every year, I look forward to that.
Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Thurgood Marshall.
Yeah.
And Florence Flojo, the one who runs. Yeah,
and Little Richard.
Richard Pryor?
Little Richard. Woo!
Bop, bop, ba doo, bop,
bop, bamboo.
Shit.
Little Richard was the truth.
Rest in peace, Little Richard.
All right, here we go, guys. So these are some of the quotes from one of the famous guys that touched a lot of souls, that did a lot of good things in his life.
Babe, would you just give him the quotes?
Gone too soon. Rest in peace, Dr. Martin Luther King. So, first quote. A riot is the language of the unheard. Everything that we got going on, guys, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard this quote with all these riots going, with all these protests going on. Injustice anywhere is a threat to injustice everywhere. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Man, this man was deep. The time is always right to do what is right. And everybody knows this one. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. The life most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. Freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be determined by the oppressed. That's deep too. Wow. Gotta sit on that one. I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great of a burden to bear. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in a moment of comfort and convenience, but it's where he stands in a time of challenge and controversy. Rest in peace, Dr. King. All right,
babe. That was sweet. That was very...
Rest in peace.
Martin Luther King.
Well, I got one more thing to say about protests and riots. Can y'all please not put in your goddamn sign that you can't breathe? Can you stop doing that?
Can you do what?
Stop putting on your signs and screaming and hollering that you can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Kendra, don't,
we don't want that on there. Please stop that.
Kendra, what's wrong with they can't breathe?
Bruh. Do you understand the power of words?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So put out in the universe what you want. You came there. You going to put out there every day and march up and down the road that you can't breathe. All y'all Bible thumpers. Yes. We have Christians and everybody else to talk about the power of words. It's real. Okay. Let's not bring that spirit back into your life.
I agree.
Put no justice, no peace. But I can't breathe, and you wearing a mask is helping you not breathe. You put two and two together, and you figure out what's going to happen next.
Or what you can do is start putting some of these quotes, like George's quoted on there, so people can know about Black Lives Mattering. That's what you need to be doing.
It's a lot of signs, man. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to think about it. Like, I can't breathe. But I think it was just that moment, what happened to Buddy and the
other Floyd.
The other people that
rest
have died.
Peace.
You know what I'm saying? If you think about it, though, in my opinion, I just think that was of like I'm lost. But anyway, that was just like, here it is. This is what y'all been doing to me. Every time somebody get approached by the aggressor, which is the police or whatever happened to them, the victim has screamed that out, you know, moments before they was killed. So I think that was like reiterating to the people, like Reverend Al Sharpton said at George Floyd funeral. He said something so deep, man. It stuck with me. He said, "Get your foot off our neck. We can't breathe." And I mean, at the end of the day, it's deep, man. We'll have to have a whole nother show about this, man, because, you know.
It is. It's really sad, you know, to actually see that. And like I said, this is the age of technology. That's all we talk about is, you know, how technology has changed and the things that you can do with technology. But without technology, we wouldn't have known about these, you know, police brutalities and stuff like that. We wouldn't have known about it. This stuff been going on. Like Kendra said, it's been going on. This stuff been happening. But now somebody recording it.
The guy in Georgia that
and
got
putting
killed.
It on blast.
The guy in Georgia got killed. I mean, if it wasn't a record of him being recorded of the, you know, what took place, they would have said, okay.
Yeah, he was a crackhead.
Exactly. What he doing?
He was a crackhead. He was high in his car and fell asleep and he was a crackhead.
You know, they've been lying on us.
They've been lying on us for years. They actually had drugs in their car, so that way they can plant them on black people when they caught them. Like, that was just it. But now we got body cams. We got people that's obsessed with recording on site, Worldstar. They be doing a Worldstar, and look, they record.
Shout out to Worldstar.
Yeah,
I love
my husband.
That's my daily news.
Yeah, he love Worldstar, but it, like. They're actually putting them on blast. You know what I'm saying? They put them on blast. And shout out to all the celebrities that have came out and spoken. Now, this is my thing. Before we go, y'all. Where are all of the black people? Where are they? Have anybody seen Oprah? Has anybody? Have you seen
her? She was going to sponsor us, man. Damn. Sorry, Oprah. I love you, Oprah. You look like my auntie.
No, not hell, babe, because this stuff is out in the open. And we are real podcast. We deliver the real news. And I want to know where the hell Oprah at. Where she at?
I don't know, man. She probably, you know, she ain't got older, man. She do a lot of stuff under the table.
No, because when Michael Jackson was, she did a whole special. She came out of retirement for Michael Jackson.
That's her job.
Also, Black Lives Matter ain't her job, and she's a black billionaire.
She do a lot, but she does.
You know what? Okay, so we gonna just act like Oprah ain't been out on CNN or did a whole movie about this stuff. She ain't said nothing.
She got people for that. She ain't gonna come out and do that. I feel like she should. You know, Obama stepped out on faith and did what he did. You know, he addressed it. I feel like people in power need to address it. And at the end of the
it's
day.
A lot of celebrities came out and said something. T.I. said something about it. Plies, Boosie, the people who, you know, they came out and said stuff about it all the time. So, like, look, at the end of the day, hey, people are doing stuff, but I mean, hey, I guess it's just all about who has the knowledge and who gonna come out and have the balls to say what they need to say.
It's all about courage in these times.
That's it.
Y'all, this was a great show, man. We got deep, man. I feel like Kendra, you put some jewels out there for the people, man. As always, we so grateful to have you. You know what I'm saying? We built this team together, man, and we still striving to get this bag. I'm talking about
you went in too. I think, you know, you did a thing now. I don't know.
Yeah, but you
went in.
Yeah.
You was about to break down and shoot everybody. Y'all need to get out the house.
No, I'm talking about it's over with.
We've been, look, it's so much going on, bro. You have to be like that, you know, with the kids and stuff. You don't want them, you know, the fact that they have their opinion and stuff like that, because they see what's going on. They now it just at home because they daddy ain't gonna let them watch nothing but CNN. That's it. Like, that's the only channel our TV go on, Lord. I just want to ask Spectrum, can we see some more stuff? Because my husband only watch CNN.
I want my baby to know what's going on. I don't want them to be no dummy out here. You know, shelter them from this. At the end of the day, you can't shelter these kids, man, no matter what. Because guess what?
Yeah.
The world going to eat them alive.
That's so true.
You can only do so much to shelter a kid.
That's so
when
true.
When they leave your house, when you drop them off at school, it starts then. And when they come back home, as they get older, they change. Because they're around you, but they're around their peers also. So it's influences. So at the end of the day, you got to be able to take that away and say, hey, look, I'm going to give them to God. I'm going to go ahead and push them out here in this world. I'm going to guide them, but I'm going to push them out here in this world because God got them. But they can't be sheltered because the world going to eat them alive. You got to think about the people. What song it was I heard? I can't remember the song, but it was so profound. It said, like, I knew people in high school, mama boys in high school. I can't think of
who. That new rapper you was telling me
okay.
about. Well, he not new. He's from Houston.
Shout out to, I can't even think of my boy's name. Sauce Walker. He said something on the lines, I knew mama boys in high school, you know what I'm saying, with balling, get the fresh J's, and now look at them. You know, they can't even buy a water. They ain't got no money. That was so profound to me because you think about, you know, like, things that go on. When you shelter your kids, and you do, you're going to do for your kids, you're going to spoil them, you're going to do whatever. But you cannot have that, you know, that
area
that
between,
blanket.
Yeah.
You can't have that blanket on. You got to lift that cover up off of them. That's and let so them realize that they got to make mistakes. But you got to know, you got to teach. That's where if you set a foundation.
Yeah. Be open with your children, for sure. You got to be open with them so they can feel comfortable to come and even talk to you.
But to each his own, though. And that's just the way we raise our kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we old school. That's how I was raised. So at the end of the day, to each his own. Love your kids, raise your kids, however you want to do it. But remember, it's a consequence to every decision that you make. That's all I got.
He took the hood off, y'all, so I guess that's it. All right, Kendra, you got some last words? Okay, when will you look? We got to come back. When we come back, y'all, on our next show, we're going to be digging deep until what is our, like, our new norm. Like, that's what we're going to be talking about, our new norm. Like, now, the crazy part about it is the pandemic is here. It's been here for a couple months now, a few months. We have adjusted because we're chameleons as Americans. That's what we are. We know how to kind of adapt to our situations.
Shape up or ship out.
Exactly. Either be eight. Either, you know.
Like they said on State Property, you either you're going to get down or you're going to lay down.
Oh, Lord. But anyway. But but with that being said, you know, like, we know that this is our new normal right now. So we're going to be talking about how you can, what are you doing in adjustment of the new world that we're living in right now. We don't know how long we're going to be here, but look like we need to go on, get comfortable for a little bit. And that's just real talk. So, Kendra, you got some last words?
Nope. Catch us next time.
Damn, she's so rude.
She's so brief. I love it.
She's so rude.
She's so cutthroat with that thing.
She's so rude. She's so rude.
Next time we come on this show, Kendra, I bought that Martin Luther King flavor tonight. You got to bring that Malcolm X flavor. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You ain't turning no cheek. I hear you over there.
I ain't turning no cheek, bro.
Either,
Kendra. Listen. Hey. You gonna be 6 feet, all right.
Hey, you spit on my baby. You better get ready to lose a tongue. All right, y'all, stay safe. Put your damn masks on, people. Please put your masks on.
Who is it that just made it mandatory that
Alabama?
I think California. They fining people and
oh, they ain't fining.
I think it's in Hollywood. It's $300 fine if you get caught without a mask or something like that.
He in Alabama?
Is he crazy? No, California.
Hollywood. No, I'm asking Joey.
Alabama.
Is it Alabama too? Yeah, I think they just mandated us too, Kendra. Cause we got signs and all that. Cause we normally when we go to Publix, you know, it's optional. Now they got signs everywhere. You must wear masks before entering.
Yeah, we don't want nobody think we round with the other side either.
Yeah, we don't want nobody think we part of the Trump Pence campaign. Cause we not.
I'm rhyming with Sleepy Joe, baby.
That's right. Don't call him that.
I love Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, I'm fooling with you, Joe Biden. Y'all get out and register. Make sure y'all register so y'all can vote to get this fool out of office before we don't have no United States of America. We gonna just be living on land. We ain't gonna have no name no more. We ain't gonna have no flag no more. We ain't gonna have nothing. We gonna be walking around here with leaves and dirt. So make sure you go out and vote. Now, we'll talk to y'all later. Love, peace, happiness. Have a great one.
Don't even try that quote, bro.
Grind, hustle, pray.
Grind, hustle, pray. If God could be with us, who could be for us?
Boy, I mean, you do this what? Every time, bro.
Put that down.
Don't worry about it, y'all.
Put that down.
Y'all are just playing. If God with you, who could be against you? Hey, I knew it. I'll just mess with y'all because y'all always mess with me. Goodbye. Have a blessed one.